Candlewick on Brilliance Audio presents The Extra by Catherine Lasky, performed by Arielle Delisle. For the victims of Nazi persecution, including the Romani people of Eastern Europe. Vienna, early autumn, 1940. 1. Disappeared? What are you talking about? People don't disappear. She just went someplace. So where do you think Mila went? Why wasn't she in school? Today of all days, recitation day. She had been practicing forever. She was sure to get the prize. Maybe she's sick. Mila sick? Never. She's healthy as a horse. And even if she was, she would have dragged herself to school. No, something's fishy. Lilo shut her eyes. If only Hannah didn't live in the same neighborhood, then they wouldn't have to walk home together. She was always thinking the worst. It was too depressing. There was something slightly perverse about her. She seemed to almost enjoy bad news. There was always this "I told you so" attitude.
I think the Nazis got her, Hannah said. Your finger still purple?
2 weeks before, Lilo's family and all the other gypsies over the age of 14 in Vienna had been required to report to the police headquarters to be fingerprinted. It was all part of the Nazi laws, the Nuremberg laws. Now, the Nazis knew who they were and where they lived. That was frightening. Lilo hesitated. I really haven't tried to wash it off.
Lilo, are you telling me you haven't bathed in 2 weeks, washed your hands in 2 weeks?
No, of course not.
Well, I can see they are still purple.
So why did you ask? Hannah shrugged.
Well, I have tried to get it off. My mom, my dad, my brother, and I have tried everything. Spirits of camphor, nail polish remover mixed with scrubbing salts. Nothing works.
Lilo took a sharp left.
Hey, where are you going? Hannah said. Home is straight ahead.
My father's shop. I forgot he wanted me to stop by.
All right. Hope I see you tomorrow. I hope we both see each other tomorrow. Could be you. Could be me.
She shrugged again. Maybe Mila will be back, Lilo replied.
You know she's not the first to disappear. An upper grade girl, Zorinda, is gone too.
But Lilo didn't want to hear any more of it. The church on the corner ahead marked the intersection of the street they were on and the one for her father's shop. Kirchestrasse was a cobbled lane more than a street. She rushed down it and turned in under the sign of the clock. On the window was a seal, the seal of the Imperial Clockmakers Guild of Vienna, with 3 stars designating him as a master clockmaker and licensed dealer in antique timepieces.
Papa!
She called out as she came into the small shop that was not much bigger than a closet. A chorus of ticking clocks and all kinds of watches greeted her. The sounds of the timepieces stifled the air.
Papa!
It was more of a yelp than a cry. The shop was open, but he wasn't there.
Papa!
She now bellowed. She heard footsteps.
What in the world?
Her father came through a back door.
Where were you? I was so worried.
I'm fine. I'm here. What were you worried about? Can a fella take a leak? I just went to the toilet.
She smiled. Everything was all right. Her father stood before her, the little green eye shade he always wore pushed up, the jeweler's loop hanging on the black ribbon around his neck, his tie tucked into his vest so it would not interfere as he took apart and put back together all manner of watches and clocks. His fingers were still purple, too, she noticed.
Papa, do you have any of that lubricating oil you use for the escapement wheels?
Sure, but what do you want with that?
I had an idea that maybe if we mixed it with alcohol, we could remove the stains on our fingers.
Doubtful, but if you want to try, go ahead.